Aiden and Meg soon learned that full darkness never fell on the port of Los Angeles. When the sun set, on came the floodlights, and the loading and unloading continued without interruption. Meg was distraught.
What kind of workaholic port is this? Doesn't anybody go home?
They change shifts, Aiden guessed glumly. It'll probably quiet down after midnight.
After midnight? I'll die. I've already sweated a river. There's no air in here.
We'll crack the door a little. I'll take out the dome light first. It helped with the heat, but not the tension. Midnight approached, marking 6 hours that the Falconers had been stuck in the Honda. Meg was restless to the point of insanity.
I've got to get out of here, bro!
Hang in there, Aiden urged. Sure enough, on the stroke of 12, longshoremen on the various projects began to drift away. A few job sites changed crews and continued working, but the majority of the floodlights were shut off. It was an agonizing decision for Aiden. Do we wait until the wharf is completely dark, which might never happen? Or do we risk it and go now? Meg was less conflicted. Stay if you want, but I'm booking. And she was out of the Honda, climbing like a monkey down to the ground. Aiden had no choice. He was right behind her. The clang of their sneakers against the metal frame of the car transport seemed like the ringing of a gong to them. In reality, it was all lost in the sounds of the harbor and the sea. They dropped to the shadows underneath the rig. Stay out of the light, Aiden cautioned his sister. I can pass for an adult in the dark, but no way you can. There must be security here. If they get a good look at you, they'll ask questions.
Meg bit her lip and did as she was told. This was no time for wounded pride.
They walked along the waterfront, steering clear of the brightly lit berths where the night crews were working. While Meg hung back, Aiden ventured out onto the piers. There were 32 of them in this part of the harbor alone. Each ship was marked by a small sign that identified the vessel moored there, its port of origin, and its principal cargo. The information Aiden needed was at the bottom, destination and date and hour of departure. The bigger the ship, the farther it seemed to be going. Tokyo, Seoul, Taipei, Manila. He targeted less impressive vessels, but even these seemed to be heading for South America. At last he focused on the smaller tramp freighters and bulk carriers. San Diego, too close. It was almost a southern extension of Los Angeles. The cops down there probably cooperated with the LAPD. Alaska, too far. Vancouver, no good. They'd have to cross an international border to get back into the United States.